Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to hang out with you. We got our good buddy Bill Connerly back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is an economist, and he is the leader and the founder of Connerly Consulting, where he helps companies like yours and mine help us understand what's coming up in our future in the marketplace. And by the way, it's Dr. William Connerly, but he says we can call him Bill. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Great to talk to you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. He's also the author of Bizonomics, from the headlines to your bottom line. It's an outstanding book that I recommend to you. Bill, according to experts like you, we actually technically ended the recession, they think, in the second quarter, which was kind of predicted by a lot of folks, including me, and I'm not an economist. But even though we're technically maybe out of the recession, it doesn't feel like that, does it?
Right. You know, if you're walking down the street, Jim, and you're not paying attention to where you're going, and you fall into a 10-foot hole, I, as a professional economist, will say that you're in recession when you're going down. But once you hit the bottom, pick yourself up and take one step up, as an economist, I say you're in recovery. You're
right,
not in recession.
But you're still in that hole, aren't you?
You're still 9 feet down a 10-foot hole. And that's about where we are now. We're 9 feet down a 10-foot hole. It doesn't feel like we've recovered. It doesn't feel like normal. But because the direction of movement is upward, we economists are saying it's a recovery. And, you know, I hear a lot of folks arguing about, gee, did the stimulus program do that? Did the Federal Reserve do that? And for the average business person, it doesn't make
it
any difference why.
It doesn't matter, right.
Let's just figure out what to do about it.
Well, there is one thing, though, that I think is important, and that's the law of holes. You know the law of holes, right?
Well, remind me.
When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
Right.
So I'm hoping that maybe we've stopped digging, except that, and I have to, you know, as I say before, I don't like reporting on the bad news, but I have to report on it because it's real. And there are some other shoes out there, aren't there, Bill? I mean, more and more we're hearing about this commercial real estate shoe waiting to drop.
Yeah, commercial real estate is tough. We're seeing a lot of what's called maturity failures, where a company, you know, for a commercial mortgage, you couldn't get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. You typically rolled it over every 5 years.
Right.
And now, even if people's property has not lost value, they borrowed money 5 years ago at an 80% loan-to-value ratio, and it's time to refinance, and nobody wants to talk 80%. They want to talk 65%, and if you don't have the cash in your pocket, you're in a heap of trouble.
And consequently, if you extrapolate all that, folks, out into the, and you aggregate it all together, anywhere from $800 billion to $1 trillion of commercial loans that are about to reset, and based on what you just said, Bill, there's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah, except the good news here is that the bank doesn't want to own your building.
Exactly.
They want, you know, and if you've been making your payments, they want you to keep making.
But what
the
about
payments.
The regulators? Well, the there have been times when regulators have come in and said, you know, this loan is current, but we think it's not going to be current in 2 years, so call it anyway. That surely the regulators won't do that. I mean, that would be violating the rule of holes, as far as I'm concerned, Bill.
Well, what happens is the regulator may say you cannot carry the bank cannot carry this on your book at face value. You've
so
got to mark
them,
it down
make
on
them write
your
it down.
Book.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they should take the property back.
So that they just the bank takes a hit and then hopefully one day and that makes sense. That sounds like a good idea. There's an old story that I love to tell about back in the 70s, Bill. You won't remember this, but you probably read about it. You're too young, but back in the 70s, mid 70s, there was this, you know, we had a huge real estate meltdown.
Yeah.
The recession of 73, 74 was all about real estate primarily. And the great real estate magnate from Trammell Crow I think that's where he was from. Anyway, he called all his bankers in to this conference room. They were giving him a hard time about, you know, being late on his loans. He had like a double handful of keys to all these properties that they'd loaned him money on. And he called him into his conference room, and they were sitting around the table, and they were starting to rake him on the coals. See, he grabbed these keys and just tossed them on the conference table, and he said, "Here, guys, you want these properties? They're yours. Take them back."
That's right.
And guess what they did? They said, "Oh, no, oh, no."
I was in the banking industry in the early 90s, where we went through another commercial real estate panic where the regulators were very hard on the banks.
Yep.
And 2 years later, we were making more in recoveries than we had ever lost.
Yeah.
Because we were looking at these loans we had written down, mm-hmm. and we started collecting face value on them.
Exactly.
So it was a real help to the
So the an accounting practice could give us some help, and I hope that's what happens, because the economy doesn't need another hit like that. Take a quick break, 20 till, right back with Bill Connerly. We're going to talk some more about where we're going. What's the economy looking like as we move through the next few months and year or two? Right after these messages. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
My favorite blues man, Mr. Robert Cray, bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will you can read or listen to. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. Look at all of our Brain Trust members and see what they have to offer, including our good friend Bill Connerly, who's with us right now. He's got a body of work that he's deposited with us at our website over the years. So I hope you'll check that out. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Follow me and let's have some fun. Bill Connerly's book is Bizonomics, and that's available where, Bill?
It was at the Borders bookstore here in my hometown, or you can go to my website, ConnerlyConsulting.com, and find it there.
All right, so check that out. And they can also find out about your speaking engagements and how you help companies with your consulting and the reports that you do, the research that you do there, right?
Absolutely, and I'm putting a lot of stuff on the blog for free, so take a look there.
Thanks, and that's ConnerlyConsulting.com?
That's right.
Okay, so
Connerly is spelled with only one N.
Right, right.
Confuses people. But if you do the Google thing, you'll find me even if you miss
it. Either way. Okay, Bill, we're talking about the economy with Bill. He's been tracking this pretty closely as he does professionally. Bill, I've been saying that 2009 is going to be a standalone year, meaning it won't be like 2008. It won't be like 2010. And it'll just be a buffer between the way we used to do business and the way we're going to do business. I think from 2010 forward, we're going to have a different kind of a marketplace. A lot of things are going to be different about 2010 forward. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of truth there. The twist to that I would add is that some businesses are going to start feeling an improvement in sales within the coming month or two, and others are going to lag 6 to 12 months.
Huh.
And the difference is, are you selling directly to the consumer, or are you selling into the business community?
All right.
Companies.
So B2C is one way and B2B is another way.
Yeah, and B2B, if it's just sort of like office supplies, that'll come back. But if you're selling capital equipment, the machinery or computers or tools or software that a company buys when it wants to expand capacity, man, it's going to be a little bit longer for you.
So so B2B, a lot of B2B is going to be a slower comeback, but you think B2C is business consumer is going to be faster?
Consumers are going to be the first sector to come back this
really?
Time around.
Yeah. And you think that's going to happen because of the season?
Oh, no. Well, the seasonality has a little bit to do with it, but mostly consumers have been saving a lot of money over
pent
the
up
last
demand?
Year. Yeah, and consumers are start spending it. It's not going to be like 2005, 2006, when people were spending, you know, wildly.
Because they had credit.
Right. But people have the capacity to increase their spending, and I think they're going to dial it up a little bit.
Hmm.
And when we dial it up a little bit from the depressed levels that we've been at, it's going to feel like Christmas.
So you're saying that we won't like the numbers vis-a-vis 06, 05, whatever, but we will like the trend.
Yeah, absolutely. And for anybody who has forgotten what it was like in the boom, it's going to feel just fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, any kind of, well, you know, I don't know how many people I've heard, Bill, in the last year say, I'm working twice as hard for half the money.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many people I've heard say that. And so, and many of them are saying, yeah, we're doing good. We're doing fine, but I'm working twice as hard. So any kind of a capitulation by the marketplace, by any sector of the marketplace, where they actually come in your store and say, okay, I guess I'll take that, that feels like a Christmas present, does it? Birthday present.
That's right. And at this kind of turning point, when we go from having been turning down to turning up, my theory is at turning points, you see the biggest swings in market share. And
Explain that.
Yeah, I think that we have a lot of, first of all, we are not fully serving our customers in terms of inventory. If you sell stuff and you have to keep it in inventory, there are companies that have cut back on their inventory so much that when the customer walks in, mm-hmm. he can find only three of the five mm-hmm. things he was looking for. Well, you know, if you don't have the products in stock, it's hard to sell them. So I would say, first of all, figure out who are your core customers, your most important customers, and make sure you can serve those folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think, though, that small business owners are going to continue to get better and better at just-in-time inventory?
Yeah, they are. But I was recommending a year ago, watch your inventory. It's good advice going into recession. Some folks have taken it too far. And I talked to a guy who was in a niche that was just, I mean, his sector had just been clobbered, but mm-hmm. he had increased his sales. And I said, well, how the heck did you do that? And he says, I'm stocking the products. My competitors have overcut their inventory.
Yeah.
And after the customer calls around three or four people and finds we've got everything he needs, oh, man, he's coming to me.
Let me throw another idea out at you from a recovery standpoint. I've been watching the reaction to this challenge that we've had in the last 18 months or so. I've been watching very closely what the big businesses have been doing. And I think from the standpoint of capital expenditures, from the standpoint of employees, from the standpoint of commitments to vendors and to partners out there, I think they have overreacted and overcut. And as the economy starts doing what you're talking about, what you're saying is going to happen, I think they've gone too far the other way. They've overreacted, cut too much, and they've got to make that up and take advantage of the growth. And when we come back after these messages, I want your thoughts on that and tell me if you think that won't possibly create some kind of a nice little upturn in the economy. Because, folks, I think that's what's happened. I think these big companies, there's a lot of pent-up demand and a lot of recovery that they're going to have to take. They're going to have to make in the next few months and year or two. Tintail, right back with Bill Connerly after these messages. Stay with us.
Hey, hey! I belong.
Life goes on day after day.
Sherry and the Pacemakers, one of the classics. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Love that song. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bill Connerly is our guest. Bizonomics is his book. Give us that website again, Bill.
Yeah, www.connerlyconsulting.com. And Connerly is spelled with only one N. Bill Connerly.
So check that out, folks. And his book, Bizonomics, is outstanding from the headlines to your bottom line. Bill, when we went to the break, I made the comment that I think that big companies have overreacted to, and I can't fault them for that, because when they did this back in the end of 08, Bill, nobody knew how bad things were going to go. You know, we felt like we were under attack. We didn't know when the next attack was going to come from. And so big companies took some huge slashes at their organization, and to some degree are continuing to do that. And I think they overreacted. I think the final result will be that they overreacted. And so as the economy comes back, they're going to have to recover that, not just come back to the marketplace, but recover what they overcut. What do you think?
I think so. And we look at the inventory data, and yeah, they cut way back. We look at advertising budgets. I think they overcut in a lot of different areas. Some of the small businesses also overcut too much. And it's easy to be a small business and think the big corporations know it all.
Right.
Man, they're just making it up as they go along, just like you and I are.
They really are. You're exactly right about that. I've seen that because see, we're centralized. We pretty much can make decisions, and over what we survey, everything we have to decide on is what we can survey with our eyes. Those big companies, they've got so many silos that it's hard to manage all that.
Takes a year to make a decision sometimes.
Yeah, and then another year to turn it around, you know, or more maybe. But so is it possible then, if what we're saying is correct, is it possible that part of this recovery could look a lot better than we think just because of as literally recovering from that? Not just, in other words, as we sit here now having overcut, we're not actually prepared to take advantage of a recovery.
That's right. I think that's the real challenge. And when I go out and talk on the economy, after I sort of finish what I think the economy is going to do, I spend more time than ever before talking business strategy. What should you be thinking mm-hmm. about if you're running a business right now? And I mentioned you've got to serve your core customers with inventory. The other thing is that if you don't have the cash to have as much inventory as you'd like, figure out what's really core, what's really important, and what's frill. What are you serving mm-hmm. just because some marginal customer wants it occasionally? Focus on your core customer. And then the second thing that's really big is your salespeople are discouraged. And if you are your own salesperson, you're the discouraged
right.
one.
Right.
And you're not calling on, or your salespeople are not calling on cold calls. They're not following up with former clients as often as they should. And the guy who's going to get the business is the guy who's too stupid to know he can't make the sale.
Exactly.
And
it's kind of like, I call it the homecoming queen problem. You know, the homecoming queen who didn't get invited to the prom because everybody thought she already had a date.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you got companies out there, everybody thinks they're not buying or somebody's already taking care of them. And, you know, I've been through this before. This is my seventh recession, Bill. I've called on people in those times and they say, we're so glad you came by. We're ready to buy.
Right. That's right. And you never know who is going to be ready to buy, when they're going to be ready to buy. So you've got to energize your salespeople, either you or your sales staff. And, you know, if the salespeople ran the world, everything would be free.
Right.
So at the same time you're energizing them, you have to remind them that a profit margin is a necessary
It's got to be made. And remember this, folks, as you've heard me say this before, somebody is buying something from someone somewhere right now.
And it
might as well be you.
Might as well be buying it from me.
Yeah. Last thoughts. We've got about a minute, Bill. What's your send-off for us?
Well, you know, I think get ready for the recovery. Focus on your core customers. Get your salespeople organized. There are also great bargains to be had this time for a small business owner. If you lease your building, talk to the landlord. Ask for a rent concession.
Don't be afraid to negotiate.
And you know, you don't even have to make up a reason. Everybody's asking for a rent cut. You might as well ask. If you're thinking about expanding, this is a great time to be expanding. A lot of bargains in used equipment. Your competitors who haven't been able to survive, their product is available cheap. So stop thinking about, gee, how bad things are, and say, how can I take advantage of the beginnings of a recovery
right.
to grow my business?
Connerly Consulting, Connerly with one L, ConnerlyConsulting.com. The book is called Bizonomics. William B. Connerly, Dr. William B. Connerly is the author, and Bill is our good friend. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Good chatting with you.
We'll see you next time. Bill Connerly, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.